We're here at RSA with Scott Olson from iOvation. Scott, how are you doing today?
Doing great, thanks.
Fantastic. Listen, what is happening out there in fraud management? What are the major business trends?
Well, the major business trends are, first of all, the fraudsters are getting more organized. They're working together. A lot more organized fraud occurring against not only the banking industry, but all industries.
Sure.
And on the technology side, people are looking at technologies that they can add to their existing techniques that would allow them to not only catch more fraud, but reduce their operational costs and protect their brand.
Right, right. Well, how is iOvation approaching this problem, especially for financial institutions, which you know is our audience, really?
Yeah. Well, what we do that's a little bit different is that for most financial institutions, they're already very... They use all the latest and greatest techniques for combating fraud, but many of those techniques, when it comes to credit issuance and identifying fraud rings and organized crime, deal with identity-based systems that are either with authentication or checking backgrounds of people through their government IDs.
Right.
Credit-based systems, which look at, you know, their credit card history, or, you know, do they have a good credit rating, or if they're purchasing something, is that credit card valid? And what we add to the mix is we add a device-based reputation system that we can track histories of fraud and abuse that are associated with a particular device. And so, as an example, to a bank, we could tell them, this person that you're getting a credit card application from has used the device that they're applying for online 10 times today to apply for 10 other credit card applications using different personal information. So that's
right.
Valuable.
Right. So for organized crime, when they use the same devices to commit these fraudulent acts, you can track them through the device, basically.
Exactly. And not only through one device, but we can identify associations when they share accounts, so we can identify multiple devices that are involved in that fraud rings and make the links, what we call a web of association between those organized crime units, fraudsters, etc.
Fantastic. Well, how is that differentiated from other solutions in the marketplace right now?
Right now, device-based systems are pretty new, and so the ability for us to fingerprint, identify, and re-identify a device, and then apply that to a fraud-based management system is new. We also do it as a service, so we are actually processing, you know, 2 million reputation requests per day for our devices that we track. And we share that information among all of our customers so that one bank can benefit from the fact that another bank identified fraud, even if it's a customer that they've never seen before.
Right, so you're enabling them to join together to fight fraud.
Exactly. Just like the fraudsters have organized, then we allow the banks to organize, track histories of fraud and abuse on a particular device, and identify those associations between accounts and device that were previously invisible.
Fantastic. What advice do you have for the FIs that are visiting our site?
For the FIs, I would just say most of them typically look at all the best practices, and that this is a, you know, security is a process, not an event. And so this is one of the techniques that can actually add a significant uplift to their fraud management techniques.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for taking the time.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.